I had one all queued up. I was going to say, you know, Little Petey was the name for my package. But, you know, there was no time. So I guess that's just after show fodder.
So I, on Tuesday, was just convinced that I was like poisoned by plutonium and I was going to die.
Why?
On Monday evening, when I was going to bed, my eye felt kind of like behind my eye kind of felt like a bruise. You know what I'm saying? So like as my right eye like moved around and changed focus, it felt like there was a bruise in my eye socket. You know what I'm saying? Just like a dull, not like a stabbing.
Can't that be like a sinus? Can't that be just like a sinus?
Yeah, but not
thing.
not like a stabbing pain. What I'm trying to get at is not a stabbing pain, just kind of a dull pain. That you're in, like a bruise, like if you touch a bruise or whatever, you know, it's not a stabbing pain, it's kind of a dull pain. So, but as I was, you know, suffering this, I bent my head down over the sink and caught a glimpse of the top of my head. I have lost almost all the hair in this top area of my head. And in a really weird pattern. Like, it's not the typical, you know, monk pattern thing or male pattern. It's like, it's just random places along the side of my head. It looks like I have the mange. And I'm freaking out, right? I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Have I been poisoned by radiation? Am I about to die? Am I going to turn into a big puddle of goop and just drop on the floor? So I woke up Tuesday morning and I went to bed. I woke up Tuesday morning. And I woke up to a stabbing pain in my right eye, just like a stabbing pain in my right eye. And that's what woke me up, was this sharp pain in my right eye. And as I opened my eyes, it got worse. Like anywhere that my eye looked, it was just more stabbing pain. And it was just like, you know, I was screaming. I was just like, oh my God, stop. Oh, geez. Oh, you know, and Zach's freaking out because he doesn't know what's wrong. And I realize as, you know, I get adjusted more to the room and it stops hurting as much. I realize that what it is if I look at any light source, I get a stabbing pain in my right eye. Just like if I look out the window or if I look, you know, at the lights or anything, it's like I get a stabbing pain in my right eye. And so I'm just like, oh Jesus Christ, I don't know what the fuck's going on. It's like, do I have eye cancer? It's like, is something, you know, it's like, is my eye going to fall? My dad died of a brain tumor. Is there a brain tumor behind my eye? This is like, I don't know what the fuck to do. And so, I come upstairs to my office because, not because, you know, I'm addicted to work or whatever, because it was 7:30 in the morning, but because my office has like blackout shades and I have the studio lights in here, but when they're not on, it's nice and dark in my office usually. And so, you know, I came into my office where I knew it was dark and you know, I slowly adjusted to the light. And then as the time went on, like after an hour or so, it wasn't hurting anymore. And I was just like, that's the weirdest damn thing ever. I don't know what the fuck that is. It's like, so I went into the bathroom and looked at my eye, and the white part of my eye was just like blood red. Like, you know, the white part of my eyes were just of my right eye was just red.
Okay.
And so I'm like, oh fuck, I don't know what this is. So
you have a doctor now.
I know, Adam. And so, but before I go to my, you know, the doctor that I pay money for, I went to the free doctor, Dr. Google, and I, you know, typed in, you know, sharp stabbing pain in the right eye. And they came up with, you know, a whole bunch of different things. It could be brain cancer. It could be a brain tumor behind your eye. It could be, you know, an infection. But then they were just like, oh, but it could also just be an infection in the white part of your eye that causes that. And so I was like, oh, okay. It could just be an infection, or an irritation or something like that. And so, but because my eye wasn't hurting anymore, I didn't feel like an immediate need to like go to the doctor or whatever. Like I didn't feel like I needed to go to urgent care or whatever, because it had calmed down by the point I could go out and walk. You know, I walked in the sunshine, I went out and walked and it wasn't hurting. You know, it's like everything was fine. My eye was red, but you know, it wasn't hurting anymore. But I went ahead and called my doctor because, you know, I'm an adult now, Adam.
Are you going to make it to May 27th?
I don't know. We were worried about Archer making it to his 1400th in one show. But no, I think we should be concerned about whether I'm going to make it the next week or not. So I called the doctor's office and I made an appointment. They had one the next day at like lunch. And that night, like my eye didn't hurt at all. Like there was nothing wrong with my eye at all. I went to bed, nothing hurt in the morning. Like I could stare directly at the sun. Like I could literally just like Trump, I could walk outside and just stare up at the sun and it didn't hurt at all. And I was just like, okay, this is embarrassing. I should cancel my doctor's appointment because, you know, I have nothing to show him. It's like, there's nothing hurting. And so, Zach was like, no, you should still go. And I looked and my eye was still like a little red and it was a little itchy. And I'm just like, all right, fine. I'll go to the damn doctor at 12:15. I haven't gotten the bill for this visit yet, Adam, but this is like a 5-minute visit. This is like literally like, yeah.
Why would you get a bill? Don't you have insurance that you still pay or whatever?
Yeah, but you still have to pay out of pocket for the other stuff. We have a weird health insurance plan with, anyway, the point is that I was like, it was the shortest doctor's appointment ever. Cause I walk in, I'm like, you know what? I feel like I'm probably just wasting your time. And I told him the whole story and he turned the lights out in the room and he pulled out his little otoscope and he, you know, like basically like looked in my eye with the bright light and everything. He's like, yeah, it's still irritated. Like there's still an irritation there. I'm going to prescribe you some eye drops and, you know, that should clear that up. And, blah, 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 here you go. Is there anything else? No. Okay. Well, have a good day. And so I left. It was super quick. Walked in, walked out.
You didn't mention your hair falling out in a weird pattern as well.
Oh, by the way, no, Dr. Google told me what that was, by the way. That is, I got to find the name of this. But because during COVID, I had a super high fever for like an extended period of time, it is normal for 2 months after you've had a bad fever, whatever, for your hair to start shedding. It's like because that fever like kind of kills the root structure or something of it. And so it comes out and they're like, and it's common for it to come out when you're brushing your hair, which it has been. And, you know, and it basically will happen 2 months or so after you've had a really severe fever and it lasts for 6 to 9 months.
Oh.
So basically, I mean, when you see me on the cruise, I'm going to be like, I will look like Gavin McLeod. People will be like, oh my God, Gavin McLeod came back from the dead and he's here on the ship. It's like,
I can have them make you something when I'm at my hair salon tomorrow and bring it to you if you want.
Is it otoscope, Gosser? You know what? It's like my dad was a country doctor, so he always pronounced it otoscope. It's like, I've never actually Googled it to see how it like looks up. Yeah. RT Cruiser, I need to look at a hair system, but only for like 6 months. Like, cause once that 6 months that it could last to, or 6 to 9 months, then it just grows back normally and it goes back to your normal like thickness and everything. So, and nobody in my family has any kind of history of baldness. So it would be really weird for me to go bald.
Huh. Well, I'm glad you are still. So have you gotten your
okay.
high blood pressure under control?
Hold on. Dan Pugh Hogan says an otoscope or auriscope is a medical device which is used to look in the ears. When they put the little cone on it, they use it to look in the ears. It's a real simple and easy thing for them to basically, without the cone on it, use it to look inside the eye because it's a light and a magnifying glass. And so oftentimes a doctor will use the otoscope to look into your eye. I mean, this is not an optometrist or anything. This is just your doctor. Welcome to DME. It's the DME segment, Adam, where we talk about the durable medical equipment market. Yes. Anyway, the whole point of this, Adam, was my eye hasn't been hurting forever. Midway through the show tonight, my right eye has like been stabbing me as I look at the monitor over here, which is white. And it's just like, it's been hurting. It's like my eye has just started hurting me. And I was just like, fuck, I haven't even taken the eye drops yet.
Oh, well,
I have to go and do that.
Hopefully, because, you know, doctors will also a lot of times, whatever's the easiest, you know, thing, they'll be like, oh yeah, it's that, I'll give you a prescription. And then, you know, and it really is brain cancer, but they, you know, just didn't want to take the time.
I mean, he also pointed out, you know, this is not an infection. This is not contagious or anything. This is an irritation, not an infection. So it could very well be that an eyelash got inside my eye, you know, in underneath my eye or whatever, like as I was sleeping, like an eyelid shed, you know, an eyebrow shed or an eyelash shed and got inside my eye and it's back behind my eye and it's causing an irritation to the nerves and stuff. Or it could just be that, you know, I don't know, I caught some weird, someone coughed on me at the store. I don't know. But it's not like contagious, so no, it could be that.
Some weird STD at the campground.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's not an infection. It's not contagious. It's just an irritation, not an infection. So it's just something that's happened. And I've gotten that before. Like my beard hair has gotten in my teeth, and they get between my teeth, and you can't get the hair out between your teeth, and like flossing and stuff, and that little hair won't come out, and then it stabs down into the roots of your teeth, and you're going like, "Oh my God, that hurts!" And then you can't get it out. You know how that's like, right?
You've had beard hair stab the root of your tooth.
So a tiny beard hair would get into my mouth. Wow. And then it would get between teeth on the bottom layer. They'd get between my teeth. And then as I'm trying to work it out with my tongue, like, oh, there's a little hair there. I need to get that out. It ends up turning vertically and is going straight down into the, you know, stabbing
I've
the bottom
of the
tooth.
I've been down on a Dorito before and a shard of Dorito jab into my gums and that hurts, but I've never had a beard hair go.
I don't think it's eyeworms, Cyclone. Thank you for that image though. No, I don't think it's eyeworms. I think he would have
something laid an egg in your eyeball.
Ah, spiders.
And, it's hatching, and yeah.
All right, so there was something else I want to talk about you on post show. It was in one of the segments I said I would talk to you about that in Tosho.
I don't remember. I thought, oh, God. Why did RT Cruiser just post that in the chat room? That's horrible.
That looks like an infected eye.
That is horrible.
Or somebody that's just doing one of those. I'm going to put water up my nose and it's going to come out my eyes. I don't remember.
I don't know. I don't know what you said because I thought you said medicine. You said, that's all I remember. You said, medicine. I've got to go pick up some medicine. I'll tell you about it.
Oh, well, that was the medicine I was picking up, were the eye drops, which
yeah,
I didn't need
you saying
at all today, but now I'm glad I have them because my eye has been like really hurting me, for the last like 10 minutes or so. And there you go.
Well, if you start having stabbing pain.
I am having. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
You're having stabbing pain right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's like when I look at that monitor, it's really, really hurting. But it's like, it's not hugely, it's not like as bad as it was when I woke up the other morning. But it is enough that like makes me go, ow, that hurts. And I'm going to turn my head another way. Did we go through everything? Yeah, we went through everything. Do you really think I listen to Throwing Down just so I can like find something
no
wrong?
I don't. No, I don't think that's why you listen to it. But you know, but if anything comes up, you definitely will pick up on it.
But I feel like it's not just that. I do that on every pod. Like ask Taylor the Latte Boy how many texts he's gotten from me. There's just like going like mm-hmm. Or just you know. If I actually listened to Baron Frosty's podcast, probably I would text him too.
Speaking of Baron, I know that I talk
really,
about Baron
here's the thing,
in the after
I
show.
Want to listen to Baron Frosty's podcast. I want to listen to it, but I can't. I can't do that audio. I cannot subject my aging ears to that audio.
Speaking of him.
Yes.
So he's been talking about this new online business that he's...
Yeah, doing. What is it called? Seventh Son something or other? Yeah.
But what I want to know is, has he ever given the website out?
Yes.
Or is he keeping that secret? Because you know how secretive he is about his everything. Oh. And he even posted a photo of the product, but the website on the label was just skewed enough that you couldn't read the website. And I was thinking... So he's starting this new business and he's also not going to give tell anyone where to go to buy the stuff?
He did it on that Twitter, Facebook thing that he uses, you know, where it just posts the exact same thing on Twitter and on Facebook. He did that on the others. So let me just look up his
account. I don't know the website. Do you know the website?
I followed the link to it, but I haven't. Oh, I have to look for him here. No, it's R Frosty or something, right?
Yeah, something
he
like that.
He does that thing where he changes his fucking Twitter handle and then you're just like, what the fuck? It's like,
I'm telling you, he's like a CIA agent.
I know. Frost. It's
everything is secret and changes.
No Twitter.
You change your passwords every 60 days or whatever, he changes his handles.
God. Maybe he stopped following me. Let's see. Does anyone have Baron Frosty's Twitter handle or the link to his store? I know he tweeted it out because I followed the link on one of his tweets. It was like last week, or earlier this week. And no, it was last week. We just didn't talk about it last week.
Anyway, he's making candles and...
I know, he's making candles and tarot cards and other crazy things. There we go. So let's see, I have to get to his account there and then scroll down. Doesn't he have it up in his... bio? No, he doesn't. Good call, Frosty. Let's see.
That's where I looked for it. I looked for it in his
Yeah, as Twitter any bio. Normal person would. But no, he's too busy out there making Tic Tacs on that app that the kids love, Adam. You know, that Tic Tac app.
Tic Tac? Well, yeah. I think you love it as well. That's probably why you have...
Well, that's because I'm young and hip, Adam. I don't know if you know that.
SeventhSunTarot.wordpress.com.
There you go. Someone's got it. Seventh Sun
Tarot. It's no, it's a private site.
Oh, well, then that's not the right one. Hold on. But it's along that same line. It's along the same Seventh Sun, I think
he... Well, maybe he hasn't... Has he not... Maybe he hasn't officially opened yet.
I think he did, though. I think he did, but he only posted one damn thing because his Tic Tac account goes right back to the website there. But it's too hard to find things on Tic Tac. I'll find it, Adam. I'm scrolling through here. Just hold on. I'm scrolling through here to find it.
I mean, if I ever open an online store, I'm definitely going to call it, you know, geekygaystrinkets.wordpress.com. I'm not going to, buy my own domain name.
He has his own domain name. That's what I'm trying to tell you. He does have his own domain name. Got it. SeventhSunGallery.com.
Seventh Sun Gallery. Mm-hmm. Where did Cyclone get this other thing?
Cyclone is behind the times, Adam. Cyclone is operating in the past. There we go. Seventh Sun Gallery. And yeah, his shop isn't fully set up and everything. He's only got Oracle cards and tarot cards and everything. I guess it is set up. Oh, look, you can buy a t-shirt for $20.
You can buy a hoodie for $49.99.
I don't wear hoodies, Adam. I don't know. Should I buy a t-shirt? Should I toss a few bones to Baron Frosty and get me...
You can.
Get me a t-shirt. You know what, Frosty, if you're listening, we'll be happy to do an ad block here on the show for, a couple of t-shirts.
Well, that's double advertisement because, when we're on our cruise, we're both wearing our t-shirts.
See, people, all of our international fans will see us on the cruise. And
are we going to have a meetup? For all of our listeners,
we're on a goddamn ship. No, we're not going to have a meetup.
With all of our... Well, I mean, who knows how many of those cruisers might be listeners?
That's right. It's true. Yeah, if you're a listener of ours and you're on the ship, then yeah, we'll meet up. Sure, we'll do that. Oh, I like the olive one. Is that olive? Is that the color? No, white, black, sport gray. Oh, military green is that color, but it's very nice. I like that color. I would call it more of an olive, but I like the military green. So Baron Frosty, if you want to send me a t-shirt, military green, large, I will make sure that I talk about the high quality t-shirt that I got at SeventhSunGallery.com every single show for, the rest of the year.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying, Adam.
By the way, just for all the loyal listeners, just so they know as well, I already uploaded my files to you because I know I'm going to be gone all day tomorrow.
That's right. But I'm also going to be gone tomorrow. So,
well, just to get out, because I always forget, and then I hate it when I get a text from you and then I'm like, ah, I forgot.
Well, I was mainly really texting quick, you because I needed so, the...
I don't hate it when I get a text from you. I hate it when I get a text saying, hey, you have the files? That, not just any text from you.
Hey, did you ever get your bot back up and running? And did you ever think
no,
about...
No, I have not gotten it back up and running yet.
I still think...
But I will.
I think if you do that date thing that I told you and then sort by that field, I think that will solve... Your not solve, but that will address your desire to have the shows listed by, so that the shows that are listed first are guaranteed to have recent episodes, more recent episodes than anyone listed after them.
I'm going to do that. I was making some changes and I had a problem. And then
yes, Daniel is recording the after show. I do have, the recorder is running tonight.
I got bored and decided I would work on it later, and I haven't had time. But the problem is, anyway, it's a long, convoluted, but it will go back up. You know, you never think, the funny thing is, I thought no one cared about the tweets.
But apparently they do.
You know, that like no one even, and then the minute it stops, it's like, is Pride 48 not tweeting anymore? And I didn't even know that anyone was, and man, the minute that thing goes offline.
Yeah. You don't know what you lost till it's gone, Adam. That's what I'm going to say. It's like,
but yes, it's eventually going to go back up.
Welcome to level 13 lurker, Rick, who's in the chat room right now. He sent an email to contact at mixmanuspodcast.com to join level 13. I just sent him a reply email with his information on how to join our Discord over in level 13 and also to get his own private RSS feed.
I also have unrelated. I have already filled out my new passport form.
Yes.
It is a...
Wait, now what was Dan Pugh Hogan saying earlier in the chat room that you need to, because I was going to pick up on that thread and then we got sidetracked because he was like, people aren't sending it to the right place. You need to make sure you send it to the State Department. Like, forget about the post office, go directly to the source. Was that what he was getting at? Let me scroll back up.
I'm not always looking at the chat room, so I don't know what he said specifically.
He was up here. Here he says, just get the new passport, Adam. And then he gives a link to the State Department. He says the cruise line should be referring you to the appropriate government agency, which is the State Department. They handle passports. So he was just saying, hey, make sure that, you know, the post office is just an intermediary between you and the State Department. So
yeah, I'm not taking it to the, no, I mean, I'm going to mail it. So I'm mailing it.
Yeah,
to,
no, I know you're going to mail it. You're going to mail it to the State Department.
The U.S. Department of State.
That no, would be the State Department.
Oh, I closed that tab. Anyway, I don't have the address, but you know what? It's on a form. So what I was going to say is earlier today, I filled out the form. No, I'm not going to mail it to Ricky because I need to mail it directly to the passport place. But I filled out the form.
Yes.
And told them that I was changing my name and all that kind of good stuff.
And you did an expedited thing on it.
Oh, it's a DS. It's a DS-82.
No, a DS-82.
It's the form.
Oh, Lord, it's the DS-82.
And my stupid fucking Epson workforce printer that has never worked well.
Mm-hmm. Continues to not work well.
Is out of black ink.
Yes.
Man, it sucks that ink up. And, you know, okay, look, I don't want to complain about printers, but I'm going to.
But you're going to.
There are so many good reviews for those Epson printers. And I heard all kinds of ads years ago on podcasts for this Epson printer and all this kind of stuff. But I even looked and they're still, PC Mag has great reviews for these Epson printers. I don't know how I got the dud. I used to have HP printers all the time. They were great. No problem. This Epson printer, first of all, you print like 5 pages and you're out of ink.
Yeah, because the thing that they give you when you buy the printer is like a
No, I mean, even starter. The ones, because I've already had to buy refills.
You bought the high-density ones? Like the high-density ones?
I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, regardless, it runs out of ink fast. Then I have never been able to get it aligned correctly. So I have lines in my prints from the very day, the first day that I bought it.
Oh, that's horrible.
And the color is horrible. And you can't do photos or anything like that because it looks crappy. And I've tried cleaning the heads. I've tried realigning. I've tried everything. And it looks like shit. And so, and I don't know, I should, but I don't print enough to buy another printer really,
no.
You know? So, but I need to, anyway, I filled this thing out earlier today and it says that for expedited service, I mail it to the National Passport Processing Center, mm-hmm. PO Box 90955, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
02134-0955. Send it to Zoom. Yes.
So that's it.
Yeah, I'm going to buy this. That's where I'm going to buy this Zoom PodTrack P4.
Yeah, I mean, it's got pretty good reviews. It's not, you know, the build quality on those is not great. It's plastic and, but for a travel thing, I think it's going to work well.
Because my other option is I can buy another camera and then we can just do our podcast from our respective offices, right? As long as I have two, you know, a camera in each office. But, you know, a new GoPro type camera is going to be, you know, $200 and $300. So it's like this Zoom mixer at $219. Is it a recorder also? Does it record? Is it a?
Yeah, it records.
Oh, cool. So it just records. Does it record a mix down or does it record individual tracks?
Individual tracks.
Cool. Well, there you go, yeah. Adam. That solves my podcasting needs for my other award-winning podcast. Don't do Disney without us. Now, did you watch or listen to this week's episode? Because, you know, I did.
Oh, no, I haven't.
I mentioned yet. That you had told us that you hated our theme song. So.
Oh, you know what? I didn't subscribe. I listened on.
How dare you?
I'll subscribe right now. Where did I listen?
Probably on the link that I sent. Probably on Anchor.
I must have, yeah. Let me subscribe right now.
All right, so Dan is saying it's 5 to 7 weeks for expedited, and you've got 90 days. Well, not quite 90 days. You've got 80 something days. So 5 times 7 is 35. So yeah, I think you're well within that period, right?
I think I've got 11 or 12 weeks and it's 5 to 7. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think I'm okay. And if not, I can take my driver's license and my birth certificate.
Yeah, and you're good. And at worst case scenario, you just won't be let off in Alaska.
No, they won't let me on the ship.
How dare they? I will pitch a fit, Adam. I will go Karen on their ass.
I said, what if I don't get off in Canada? He said, no, you won't be allowed on the ship if you don't have the proper paperwork. So
I will go full Karen on their ass.
So yeah, I've got to have that. Yeah, I can't find. Oh, there it is. Man, you guys come down far in the list when I just look for Don't Do Disney Without Us.
Yeah, well, we're a brand new podcast.
Okay. I'm now subscribed. I will listen.
Excellent.
But
excellent. I'm glad. Thank you. Thank you very much for. Thank you so much, Adam, for. Let's see. We have had in our two episodes, I know this guy, you're going to be so jealous of how many subscribers we have, Adam. 24 subscribers.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, there you go, Adam. 24 subscribers to our big podcast. 60% of them are from Apple Podcasts.
Well, now you have 25.
Oh. There you go.
Because I wasn't subscribed before.
Right.
I just listened on the link that you gave.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it'll probably go up.
So what I'm going to do for this passport.
Mm-hmm. I know you're going to expedite. You're
I'm going to take my own photo.
You can't take your own photo. You have to go to a certified.
No, you can take your own photo. You can. Look it
I
up.
Had to go to Walgreens or some stupid shit.
You don't have to. I looked on their website and confirmed, and they say, have a friend take the photo for you. You can't do a selfie. I mean, you know, obviously. But I have good cameras here. Right. I have this Canon that I'm on right now.
But it's got to be like a solid blue background or something like that.
White
background.
White or off-white.
And then you got to, it's got to be 2 inches by 2 inches or some silly thing.
Yeah, but they have an online tool on their website that you can upload your photo and crop it right there, and it'll show you how to do it.
Why didn't I go for the stupid Walgreens photo?
And I was thinking, because those photos are always horrible when you go to Walgreens and they won't let you smile and all this kind of stuff. Did you know you can also smile?
No, it says you're not supposed to.
You can. I looked at the rules. Can you smile? Yes, you can. You cannot do exaggerated expressions or anything with your eyes closed, but you can smile. A natural smile.
So an exaggerated expression like Big Fatty, like his photo pose probably. Where he has his mouth open. That. Like that kind of
yeah,
a
probably. Kind of pose? You can do a natural, you know.
So more like an anti-fot. More like an anti-Scott photo. Like the one we took at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, where everyone looked very professional.
You can also show your teeth. In fact, on the website, they have an example of a correct photo.
And it's Dracula.
Smile with teeth. And it has a green check mark. Like, yep, this is good.
Wow.
So none of those folks at the post office or Walgreens know what the hell they're doing.
No, they don't. It's the new Biden administration just like jumping right in there. They're like, you know, the first thing we're going to do, sport, we're going to get rid of them stupid passport restrictions.
But I have good lights right here. And I can, you know, raise them or lower them. And I can put a white. I have a projector screen that's solid white. So I'm probably going to put that behind me right here and then use this camera.
So I'm dying to know, are you going to call the other travel agent or email the other travel agent?
No, because I'm not interested in having a travel agent.
Why? You saw the benefits of having a travel agent. Why would you not just want to have onboard credit for your European cruise also?
Mark and I like planning our own trips.
But she has been so, very hands off, and a travel agent can be as hands on or hands off as you want them to be.
That's true. I probably do have an onboard credit, but on their website, for the life of me, I cannot find any of that. I don't know where you're seeing it.
Oh, I don't. I don't know. She emailed me and told me. So that's.
Oh, she didn't tell me that.
Oh, maybe you didn't get it.
Maybe I didn't get it.
Maybe you didn't get the.
She's mad at me.
It's probably what it
is. So you got the credits.
That's right. I got the credits.
No, it's just like Mark and I, like he puts part of it on his credit card and I put part of it on my credit card and we both want to get
frequent flyer miles. By the way, when you were saying on throwing down that Mark didn't want to do the same vacation, especially if it was expensive and everything, I was sitting there going like, but it's the same price. The cruise is billed at double occupancy. You're paying the same price whether Mittens goes or not. Just admit it.
For the room, there are excursions. There's the alcohol package.
Mittens does not care for me. Mittens does not care for me.
No, that is not true.
He thinks I am a horrible person.
That's totally not true.
I am an atheist, and therefore I am I'm horrible.
That is not true. He loves you. He likes you. I've said this. How many times do you need me to say it, Daniel?
Adam, it's fine. I'm just joking.
The main thing is he is saving his PTO days for a big trip to the Philippines. He has not seen his parents for 3 years.
But with our internet package, he could work from the room.
That's the main thing.
I'm a bad advice.
But
RT Cruiser, literally my department of six has now whittled down to two, and I'm not a horrible person, really? It's like, what is the one thing they all have in common? They worked with me.
And I'm sure that has crossed your mind that you were the common denominator because you're very
I brought that up in a meeting this morning, and my boss was like, well, they also have me in common, so maybe it's just the both of us.
Anyway, so yeah, and also, like I said, I love my boyfriend.
Yeah.
But we've been together 24 hours a day, seven days a week.
I'm all for
all of COVID.
You know what?
For all of COVID.
I have gone camping numerous times without Zach. And it's like, yeah, I'm all for that. If somebody doesn't want to go, then been apart. Need to go.
It is like we are sewn together.
I know.
I do not mind having a few days
away.
Yeah. Like, I don't mind. He'll still be here when I get back.
Oh, I do that all the time. It's like, will you just go to the goddamn grocery store so I can masturbate, please?
And I know, Auntie Scott, I know that's heaven for you. And it's not hell for me. There are people in the world who really need time away from their significant others. That is a thing. You know, they need to go out with their friends without each other, and they need to have, you know, separate whatever.
Oh, we don't have separate friends, but yeah.
And for the most part, Mark and I are perfectly fine being together all the time. But 2 years working from home, I mean, not ever being apart, I think he's fine to go to the Philippines without me, and I'm fine to go on this cruise without him. Like, I think that's, we will both be fine. We'll have a little break. RT Cruiser doesn't have a significant other, and he still wants to stay away from him, so... Yeah.
Last time, I
don't think it's a bad thing. I don't think it's a bad thing.
Last time I went camping on my own, the campground was full. So I ended up getting a hotel room and just going up for the day. And that was like a couple of weeks ago. As I got home, I realized that I left my iPad charger and cable in the room, like under the desk, because I was watching TV shows on my iPad.
Yeah.
So I just got my replacement charger. I decided, you know what? I want one of those big ass chargers. I want one of those chargers that has like multiple like USB-C and USB-A-B connectors on them. You know what I'm saying? I want like 100 watt. Like I want one of those that, you know, like will charge in like 2 seconds or whatever. So I got that little Amazon Basics charger block, which has got two USB-C and two USB-B, and they are, it's 100 watt. Connector and then a lower connector for both type things. So
why do you have a picture of a clown?
I was hoping you would ask that, Adam. I was so hoping that you would ask that.
Is that new? I've never noticed a picture of a clown.
I just set it up there tonight. There were several. All right, let me take you back in time, Adam.
I don't get the joke. Before you do that, Dan in the chat room says, my husband and I vacation separately except for cruising. Taking a cruise away from your significant other is horrible. And then a big crying smiley face, and I don't get the joke.
Maybe there's not a joke.
So
you're paying for the room, and he's like, you could have... Anyway, it's not important, Adam. It's not important.
Yeah, okay. Here's
the
clown.
The clown. There's a clown picture behind me. And would you say it is a... good looking picture or a frightening? Let me take the little 5x7 that's sitting in front of it away.
It looks creepy, but I mean, don't all clowns? It's a creepy clown for sure.
It's a creepy clown. So growing up in our house, all of the pictures on the wall were painted by people that my parents knew. So, all of the original artwork in my house growing up was painted by different friends of the family, relatives, whatever. This is one of those paintings. This is a clown painted by someone who I think was a patient of Dad's that gave it to Dad. And there's this clown and there's an Eskimo child painting that were in my parents' house growing up. And my brother and I used to just like rag on these photos and these paintings all the time because they were just stupid and horrible and creepy looking. So when we were cleaning out Mom's house, basically, long story short, my brother mailed me this photo, this painting. He mailed me this painting because he knew that I loved it so much, because we both made fun of it. Unbeknownst to him, I had already taken the Eskimo child photo because I was going to give it to him for his birthday, which, by the way, is coming up next week. So, yes, I have the Eskimo child picture to give
Does
to him.
Does he love the Eskimo child
picture? No, we both hated. They're both creepy fucking paintings that were on our walls in our house growing up. And
also, unrelated.
I just thought I would put it up there and just see if anyone on a call this week said anything. I just put it up tonight. I figured next week at work, I just want to know if anyone's going to be like...
It's funny. The background color in the picture is very close to the background color on your wall.
I know. So it looks like the clown is just like standing up against...
Standing on the wall. Okay. The picture next to the clown.
Above? There.
No.
There.
Yeah. There.
Yes.
Looks crooked.
Oh, it does.
I mean, the frame looks crooked. What?
I think that's a case of, yeah, I think it's a case of, because when I look at it on the wall, they're straight. And then when I look at it, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. Yeah, I think, because it's at the edge of the photo, and I think this is kind of a fisheye. This is a Logitech C70 or.
Oh, okay. Wow. I mean, that's very pronounced, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a cheap 1080p webcam, like from 20 years ago or 10 years ago. I don't have a Canon with a lens on it like you do over there.
Oh, they want to see the clown in the chat room.
All right. So let me, I'll take a photo.
You just take a picture of it with your phone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because that'll give them a better view of it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Go over here. Yeah, that's a fairly accurate representation of it and everything. Let's see. Let's go to Discord. We'll go to Pride 48. We'll go into the Pride 48 live channel. And then we will... I can't paste it. I have to add it. Add this photo. There we go. Coming into the chat room right now as we speak. There it is.
Have you seen all the pictures of... Not all the pictures. Have you seen all the episodes of Ozark?
Yes.
So we're on season 3, right? We're about to finish season 3.
Yes.
And please don't spoil anything because I don't know whether her brother is assassinated or not.
Okay. Is this before or after Jonah dies?
Jonah? Her son?
Yeah.
Well, that would have spoiled it if he dies. So the brother of mm-hmm. Wendy.
Ben, yes.
He is so annoying. Oh, my God. And yeah, and the actor is doing a fantastic job.
Mm-hmm. Of being annoying.
Playing this part. But the episode that we were on last night was the one where she leaves him at the restaurant.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, and she's crying. She walks away and she's crying.
She's crying and she leaves him and she drives away. And then you see him walk out of the restaurant and Mr. Cartel is there.
Ricky just emailed Auntie Scott and says she's listening to this, Adam. She's heard you say she doesn't want to have anything to do with you anymore.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
How dare you, Adam?
How dare I? Well, I didn't say anything bad about Ricky. I said...
Ricky, if Ricky is actually listening, you should
call
go back.
In.
To, you should go
call
back to
the
no.
Line.
We don't have a call. Go back to last week's show where I was praising, like, my God, you like did everything that I needed you to do. It was great, and I understand the whole luxury cruising. I'm not Adam. I'm Daniel.
I don't. I feel like I'm a lesser than.
But Adam, you She's always like, feel that way, though.
Like, oh, he's just a redneck from Arkansas who can't afford a luxury cruise.
You make more money than all of us combined. All of us combined make less money than you do. And you're basically like going like, I think people think I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. Also, you apparently have something against.
Lovely. She's been very nice.
Apparently, you have something against the gas station attendants in Arkansas.
Oh my God, they all look like they've been doing meth.
You don't even know what that means because you won't watch Breaking Bad, which, by the way, have I mentioned before? The storyline through Ozark as Wendy turns from, you know, like Mrs. Happy into an evil drug lord, is really the same exact storyline that they have in Breaking Bad.
It's, no, Daniel, I know. I'm from Arkansas. Well, Florida should be similar.
Who else is dead In season three, when Ben walks away, who else is dead? Main character wise.
I don't think any main character.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but like, all right, like, what's her name?
Mrs. Snell killed her husband.
Right. Yeah, he's dead.
She put some cherry pits in his coffee.
Yeah, because he's allergic to it. Yeah.
And of course, the
Darlene. That's her name. Darlene.
Cade, yeah. Daddy of yep. Ruth. Yep. He got offed.
Yep.
And I mean, I don't want to spoil this for people. I'm just spoiling.
Ozark has been out for like 10 years.
I don't know. The therapist just got killed and put in a bag.
Aw, look. And, you made Ricky cry.
I did not make Ricky cry, please. The therapist was killed.
Yes.
Because she bought a car that was too nice or something.
Right.
And sure there have been more deaths.
Yeah, everyone else is alive. Marty's alive. Wendy's alive. Yeah, Marty's alive. Jonah's alive. Charlotte's alive. Helen's alive. Mm-hmm.
I don't want Helen to be alive. I wish they'd off her. Helen reminds me of Jane Lynch.
She does. Yeah, she does have a very Jane Lynch-y feel to her. I'm just saying, Adam, you're in for a wild ride. So strap in there. Strap in, because Ozark.
We're almost done with season three, and then it's just season four.
Well, the first half of season four, and then the second half of season four comes out later this year. And that's the end.
We should slow down. Oh, it's the end of the show.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is its fourth and final season. Exactly. RT Cruiser in the chat room is saying that Adam Burns says that I'm mean. I'm not mean. All right, Dan in the chat room has also posted a picture of Helen.
I know that everyone in the chat room wants me to feel bad, but I stand firm.
You stand
that
firm.
That I have said nothing mean this evening.
I'm from Arkansas. How could I say anything mean?
What does being from Arkansas have to do with
anything? I don't know. I was just... look at me. I'm so disarming and charming. I just, I couldn't say anything bad about anybody.
No, I can, but I didn't.
You know, it's the other thing, Adam, with you and I being best friends and all. In the past 14 years, I've only ever seen you get visibly mad like twice. And they've both been just brief flashes of like, oh shit, I pissed him off. And so, I'm happy to report, Adam, in 14 years, you've never actually seriously pissed me off ever.
Oh, so that's good.
That's why, Adam, I call you.
Quit the show.
I was mad.
In fumes.
I was mad about that. But it wasn't like, piss off, man.
Anyway, I don't know. So I don't know who's gonna die, but I'm having a situation.
Yeah.
I don't really care if he dies.
Who? Who is he?
Ben.
Okay. You don't care if Ben dies.
But I care because of the ramifications of to everyone else in the show if he dies. Because Ruth is in love with him.
Yeah.
He's Wendy's brother.
Yeah.
The children are going to be all upset if he dies.
Yep.
But it certainly would be a lot easier if they off him. I'll find out in this next episode.
Oh, you'll find out.
But Helen is a problem. I feel like the drug lord needs to get rid of Helen. And just directly deal with,
I love that you're just like dissecting the show. It's like, we're talking about Ozark, by the way, in case you guys weren't following.
Yeah. It's a really good show. If anyone hasn't watched it.
Oh, I love Ozark.
I'm really enjoying it. I don't know about Mark.
We're up to like episode three of that. Anna, when was the Becoming Anna? We're only up to episode three of that.
Oh, I also enjoyed that one, but how someone can get away with that bullshit. I'm telling you, there's no way. I would walk in and they would say, oh no, he's from Arkansas. He can't afford it.
Adam, I feel like what Ruth said so famously in Ozark, she don't know shit about fuck. It's like, it's Ruth. Becoming Anna is getting quite good. And Picard just started this week. I haven't watched episode one of it, but Picard started back this week. Discovery was on tonight. It's like, we're in a glut, Adam. We're in a glut of good entertainment options. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But I know that you need to go. Oh, look. It's like Auntie Scott going on with the whole trying to make us feel bad about Ricky.
I didn't say anything bad about Ricky. Ricky is looking down her nose at me because I don't take luxury cruises. I'm not saying anything bad about Ricky. Ricky's lovely. She just doesn't want to help me.
The producers and cast of the Mix Minus podcast would like to formally apologize to Ricky for any hard feelings that might have come from what some of the hosts might have said.
I'm pretty sure
it wasn't Daniel. And
I think that cake looks pretty good. Is that one of those sheet, like Texas chocolate?
There
sheet
is
cakes?
No way
They're
that man so is only good. 8 years old. 16 years old. I feel, you know, we'd just like to apologize sincerely.
I love a chocolate sheet cake. They are so good.
To you.
Yeah.
Please let us know a charity that you would like us to donate to, and we will donate.
Well, I know Auntie Scott's going to see Ricky on their cruise, so
that's going to be her charity too. It's going to be like Scott and Drew Drink Fund. I support this charity. It's called the Scott and Drew Drink Fund. They're my favorite charity. I love them so much. They help the young ones, discover the joy of drinking broth. Adam, that's a deep callback. This is a deep callback to Scott's old podcast where he talked about the first time that he ever went into a gay bar and drank
scotch
and thought it was going to taste like broth. Yes.
I remember that story. Mm-hmm. I should just tell her that you and I are basically twins, and then she will want to help me.
Yeah, except for the fact that you're rude to her and Auntie Scott is not.
I am never rude to anyone.
Just saying, Adam. It's really bad.
Even those people at the drive-thrus who want to try to make me order something, I'm perfectly nice to them.
Perfectly nice.
To their face.
All right, Adam, I know you have a haircut in the morning, and I've got to go do this lake thing tomorrow for my nephew's birthday, so...
And you're having stabbing pain in your eyeball.
I am. I'm having stabbing pain in my eyeball. But it's okay, Adam, because I have eye drops downstairs. So I'm just going to... It says, like, put one drop in your eye after surgery, so I don't know what that means, but it's like, I feel like I can't remember ever putting in eye drops before, so I have no idea if I'm going to be one of those people that just can't get the drops in the eye.
You don't know how to put
my entire head
in?
Like I'm just saying that reflex where your eyelid closes no matter if you're holding it open with your hand or not. And it's like, I could be one of those people where I just end up with a face full of like eye medicine, like none of it in my eye. We don't know. It'll be an exciting adventure.
You could have Zach do it for you.
You think he can hold my eye open? It's like, if I can't
hold your
head
back and he can put the drop in.
I'll end up biting him or something. It's like, I don't know.
Oh my God. It's just an eye drop.
Maybe I'll be fine, Adam. Maybe I'll just walk downstairs and go like boop and I'll be fine. And it'll be fine. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. These are the adventures that awake me. I've never worn a contact lens, no.
Oh. Well, I can touch my eyeball. I wear contacts, so I can, you know.
After this like 5 minute doctor's office appointment, because he was like, anything else? Like he was just like open for business, like anything else? And I just like, I should have just like started going like, yeah, can you write me a medical marijuana prescription? And can you give me some Viagra? And you're like, hey, do you have any of those? Oh, what are they called? OxyContin? Can I have some of that? I hear the kids love that. No, it was...
You're like, well, actually, my hair's like, falling out and I have high blood pressure.
Didn't you tell him? No, because he's got me on blood pressure medicine for that. So my blood pressure is fine.
This is urgent care?
No, this is my doctor.
Okay. Because you mentioned...
On Tuesday morning when I couldn't open my eye without it stabbing me in the head, I did think I'm going to have to go to urgent care. Like I thought, oh, this is like brain cancer. This is the big one. It's coming to get me right now. And, you know, I'm going to be lucky if I can get out of this bed, much less, you know, I don't know, go to work. Not that that's like, you know, the height of my day going to work. And that's the thing, Dan. He posted a picture about a stoners keeping the eye drop companies in business since the 1960s. That's the thing. I'm, you know, I smoke pot every night, but it's like, I never used eye drops because I work at home. Like, who needs to, I mean, I'm not stoned at work, by the way. Just wanted to point that out. If anyone from the company's listening, I've never actually been stoned at work, honest to God.
Although you're not really at work, you're at home. So
that's true. I have never been stoned during work hours.
Okay.
Much like drinking, I do my vaping in the evening. Hmm. Like, I'm not a, well, I guess tomorrow. I was going to say, I'm not like a daytime drinker, but I figured tomorrow is my nephew's birthday. I'll probably be drinking in the day because the party starts at like noon. We're doing a one-shot D&D game, and he's got a bunch of food cooking and everything. We'll watch the sunset there. It'll be great. All right, Adam, what I was trying to get at is that we both have things to do.
Tell him I said happy birthday.
And I will. His birthday is not till the 9th. And also, it's my birthday, Adam. And, you know, since you're my best friend...
It is
I
not
know.
Your birthday.
It's my birthday month. But I, you know, since you're my best friend, I know that you're probably going to want to like replace my broken TV. And I just want to let you know, Adam, that I really like the Toshiba model. I think you should go for the Toshiba 75-inch when you buy the TV for me.
Is it your birthday month?
Yes. My birthday is March 28th.
Oh. Hmm.
Why would I lie about that?
We don't. Oh, I'm looking at. Why am I looking at May?
I have no. That's the date of our cruise, Adam. We're going on our cruise on May 27th.
Oh, yeah. There's your birthday right there. I knew I had it on my calendar.
Yeah.
I was like, why is it not on the calendar? But it is in March, not May.
Yes.
Next. So.
That's right. RT Cruiser's pointing out this is my double nickel birthday. This is my 55.
So you don't want the new 85. I mean, it's already in the mail.
No, I don't want. I mean, no. I can send that back. It. Send that back. I only want the 75. The Toshiba 75.
Okay.
And I was at Brewer Park the other day. I was going to send you a picture of the bench, but they haven't installed it yet. Hmm. It's like, I'm starting to think this is some kind of scam. Where
do you really install a bench or do you just sit it down?
I don't know. It's a rocking bench. You know, it's a gliding bench and it goes under the oak tree and there's a concrete foundation that gets bolted. It's a public park, so it's got to be bolted down. You can't just set a bench in a public park.
Oh, that's true. I think you could. I mean, who's going to steal a bench?
You'd be surprised.
I mean, they'd be like, I need a bench. Let's go to the park.
You know who doesn't steal benches, Adam? People on luxury cruises. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's like, that's who doesn't. All right, that's Adam, true. You know what? I keep saying this. We got to go to bed. Okay. Good night, Discord. Good night. Stream. We love you. Thank you. We'll be back next Friday night and we love you. Good night. Goodbye.
Yeah. Good night, everyone.
I am off of,